for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or non-significant financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such item, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Have declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphone works as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, your precedence, flashing green is next in the queue, then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members of the chamber are brought in to speak first on any before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make. Any apologies?
Yes, Chair, we have apologies from Councillors Howell and McGuinness.
Thank you. Okay, and any declarations of interest? And item three is the action sheet arising from AHC committee meeting on the 16th of February. Any issues arising? Can I get a proposer, please? Councillor Jackson and Councillor Murray. Item number four is a presentation on ending violence against women and girls, and I'm going to go over to Martina.
Chair, thank you. We're just over 18 months into the delivery of our action plan on end violence against women and against girls. So we thought it would be useful tonight just to provide an overview. Maybe if we can just do the presentation. Just a couple of slides, Chair. We're just going to run through very quickly. So the Executive Office launched their strategic framework on end violence against women and girls in September 2024. And within that, it included a commitment to support councils to develop a range of initiatives to prevent and challenge the attitudes, behaviours and culture that can lead to violence against women and girls. So our funding from the Executive Office for 24-25 was £65,000, followed by £200,000 for 25-26. The funding is broken down into funding for momentum fund activities and change fund activities, which we'll come to. So change fund activities are those small grants that we make to external organisations via our financial assistance scheme. So within our momentum fund, we've had quite a range of activities over the last 18 months. We had a stakeholder conference in Newry last year, which many of you attended. We've had Women's Aid in to facilitate domestic abuse awareness training for members and stakeholders as well. We've done a lot of work on bystander intervention. Again, some of our members have attended training on that. And bystander intervention is where we look at ways to intervene safely if we think that there is a woman at risk and how we can assist, but in a safe manner. We have worked with University College Cork on bystander intervention training. Professor Louise Crowley is leading that work for University College Cork and is a recognised expert across the island in bystander intervention. So we spent a week with us last October, and we took a different approach in terms of that training. We took the entire staff team from Women's Aid Armagh down in and trained all of their staff. We did a train the trainer. So all of their staff are trained to deliver bystander intervention training, as are all of the by 30 youth work staff as well from the Education Authority. So what that has meant is that we have a bank of staff who then can deliver that training out for us and on our behalf. And we've also run a very successful social media campaign around this as well. We have some video links that we'll forward on to you after the meeting. Most recently, over the last couple of weeks, members, we have commissioned a play by Spanner in the Works entitled Voice Within, and it has been performed in every DEA across the district, including a performance recently in Newry Town Hall, where we had 400 post-primary students, but 2,000 students in total have seen that play, which is a huge audience for us to get to. In In terms of our change funds are grants that we make available to community-based organisations. So in 24-25, we had just over £142,000 worth of grants right across the district to 16 projects there. They include things like arts projects, sports projects, youth development, community engagement projects as well. And by the end of December, we had 4,000 participants that engaged with those groups. So a huge audience that we are reaching here with our change projects. 50% or thereabouts of those participants are under 18. So we have quite a number of projects delivering directly into schools, being Creative Network and Healthy Kids, for example, are delivering into post-primary schools across the district. So a huge, huge engagement level so far. In terms of feedback, the feedback is excellent. So 100% of those participants are reporting an increased knowledge of what violence against women and girls is. Again, 92% report increased confidence in challenging inappropriate behaviour. So really excellent feedback from those projects. Again, we have produced further short videos as well. We have profiled some of those on our council social media channels over the last couple of weeks to profile the good practice that these projects are progressing. Those videos have been picked up by the executive office and they're using them for training internally across their staff teams to demonstrate the impact of the change fund locally. In terms of our future plans, our action plan for 26-28 is currently with the Executive Office for consideration, so we're hoping to have a decision on that quite soon. Our local change fund, as with all our financial assistance, calls closed applications at the end of January, and we have just assessed those applications, so we're hoping to make awards with letters of offer to be issued in May. We have our showcase event next Wednesday evening in Newry, the 25th of March, which some of you have registered to attend, and we would encourage attendance members. It would be great to have your support that evening. The 25th of March is a significant date for us because that was the date last year that we had our inaugural stakeholder conference in Newry, and on that date we made a very public commitment as a council to address this issue and develop a range of initiatives to support it. So that is next Wednesday evening. We are planning a youth conference, hopefully for the autumn time, with our partners in the Education Authority, with a particular emphasis on EVAG and AI and the cyberspace, because there is a huge amount of activity going there within that realm that we need to address. We are looking at a marketing campaign over the next couple of months as well, including a billboard campaign and the rear bus campaign as well, using our branded assets that we've developed, further short videos and also further initiatives with Women's Aid. So you might be familiar, for example, that with Women's Aid, we have developed the One Stop Shop initiative, which currently runs in Newry and Dunpatrick, where women can attend if they're at risk, or indeed any for friend or anyone who wants support, maybe for a woman who they consider at risk, and drop into the One Stop Shop. There are partners there, including Community Advice and the PSNI. There is a local solicitor as well, as well as Women's Aid staff. And we are trialling this, or piloting this, in the South Armagh area, with the first one taking place in Cross na Glen on the 26th of March. But with an eye to looking at other areas across the district for development as well. Delivery of further bystander intervention training as well, members, across the year, across the district, and subject to funding once we hear from the Executive Office in terms of where we are with funding for the 26-28 period, hopefully the recruitment of an EVAG project officer for council to be able to really have a dedicated resource to take forward some of this work as well. So that's where we are. This is just the branding that we have developed, that we had developed last year. This is the branding that we use then, members, over the next couple of weeks and months for the outdoor advertising campaign and further social media campaigns as well. So thank you. Happy to take any questions.
Thanks very much, Martina. Anyone got any questions or comments? Go ahead, but remember, use the comments, because I'm not looking for yellow hands in the air.
Sorry, Chairperson, my chat box just disappeared. Sorry, I meant to. I thought the only way to get your attention is to raise my hand, so apologies for that. Thank you very much, Martina. You're doing excellent work. It's taken off like a rocket, the whole thing, from going from council to actually out in the community. So it's brilliant to see. I just have one question about EVOG and AI. That's something that's developing with frightening speed really frightening speed. Every day there's things popping up and you're starting to doubt yourself as to whether or not this is real. Will that particular emphasis on AI be rolled out right across the district? Once the, you know, I know you're doing the conference in, but from then, in the future, are there plans to roll it out right across the district? Thank you.
Yes, Councillor Tracy, we are working with our partners in Education Authority and Women's Aid and the PSNI on that. So we're ideally looking at two youth events, one in Newry and one on this side of the district for the autumn time, with a view then to work with those partners to roll that out with some sort of a programme to be developed to particularly deliver it within schools and youth group settings. The challenge for us in terms of the AI and cyberspace is because, as you said, things are moving so quickly that every day brings a different challenge. So it's about being able to develop something that allows us to stay ahead of those challenges, but that's also timely as well. But certainly, you know, we look to deliver that across the council district.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
Chair. Martina, I know you're working closely with the Education Authority Youth Service, but I'm wondering, are we missing the trick in trying to involve the voluntary sector as well? There's quite a lot of organisations out there that could give a bit of input into that as well.
Through our Change Fund, we are supporting those organisations in the voluntary sector as well. And we work closely with those, but Councillor Galbraith, if there's a particular organisation you think we could support, I'm happy to have a chat to look at direct support. But our Change Fund is the rate where we can directly commission those voluntary sector partners to deliver projects on our behalf under this theme.
You don't see anyone else. Can I get a proposal then? Mr. Murphy. Item number 5, District DEA Forum Action Sheet, February 26th. And I'll hand over to Alison.
Thanks, Chair. Members, the report is for noting and to approve the actions in the action sheets from the DEA Forum meetings listed in 3.1. I don't propose to speak to the report, but I'm happy to take any questions.
Any questions? Okay. User? Jackson? Murphy. Item number 6, grant funding application for decision. Part of it will be in closed session, but for any comments or questions in open session. Connor, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. This report seeks committee approval as set out in section 3.1 of the report itself. Recently, DFC has launched a funding grant and football fund through the grassroots facilities. Officers have looked at it and have identified Jennings Park area as part of the multi-hub. It's the criteria set out within the funders criteria in stream 2. This report seeks approval that committee that officers submit an application within the 29th of April of this year.
Thank you. Councillor Mathers.
Thanks, Chair. I'd like to welcome the paper and happy to propose it. The plans for Jennings Park Fields are exciting and well overdue. It's vitally important that communications around the progress of this initiative is shared in a timely fashion. So just as information is made available out there for especially people's going to be affected by it. Thanks.
The comments, can I get a proposal in a second there? Perfect. And I propose to go into closed session. Others. Perfect. Then committee, the following items were agreed. Item 7, proposal of Declan Murphy. Second by Councillor Kate Murphy, it was agreed. Items 8. And 9, offer noting. Any comments or questions on them? No. Can I get a proposal for that? Councillor Murphy. Caller. Thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you, Chair.